Chapter 20. Jesse sat there for several minutes, phone pinched between his cheek and shoulder. He had raised his index finger to punch in the number three or four times before backing off. It was still hard for him to admit weakness or ask for help. Then his finger was tapping in the area code.
"Bill here," said the man on the other end of the line.
"It's Jesse, the guy from I Remember. I don't suppose you're calling to say you had a lovely evening and wanted to see how I was doing. You're a smart man."
"Not so smart, just experienced.
You jonesing?" "Just reached into my desk drawer for the office bottle."
"Did you drink?"
"If the bottle was still there, I think I would have."
"The bottle's gone, that's good."
"More lucky than good. Someone else got rid of it."
"Lucky works, Jesse. What matters is that you called instead of going somewhere to get a drink."
"I used to be able to will myself not to drink for weeks or months. Now, if I'm not preoccupied, I can't go 30 seconds without thinking about it." Bill laughed. Jesse asked, "I say something funny?"
"Not funny, exactly. Ironic."
"Ironic?"
"In the past, when you went weeks without drinking, did you ever really, I mean, in your guts, believe you were never going to drink again?"
"Truth? No. I guess I always knew I would drink again. My shrink says it was a trick I played on myself, that I was like a kid holding his breath, that no matter how long I held my breath, I would have to breathe again."
"Shrink, huh?
Long story."
"Well, now you're in it, Jesse. You may not ever get to a point where you never want to drink again."
"I've never gotten there."
"It's a day-by-day thing. In the end, they add up to not drinking."
"Does it get easier?" Bill laughed again.
"Some days are better than others, but that's true about life, no?
I thought the idea was for you to help me out here."
"I won't lie to you about this stuff. I never thought much of people who did drugs when they were growing up, and then lied to their kids that they were freaking saints, and never touched a joint or popped a greenie. How does that help a kid who might be struggling?"
"I see your point."
"Look, Jesse, they tell us to keep it simple. Don't drink and go find a meeting. If you can't get to a meeting until later, get the hell out of where you are and get busy doing something else. Can you do that?"
"Uh-huh."
"Good man. I'll be here if you need me. You okay?"
"I'm fine now, thanks."
"No problem."
Jesse hung up the phone and walked out of his office to get a cup of coffee that he didn't actually want. He had struggled with drinking for a long time, but this felt different. It was one thing to struggle with drinking because, as he had admitted to Bill, drinking was still part of the equation. Johnny Walker was always going to be there at the end of the line, welcoming arms spread wide open. It was something else struggling not to drink, to not see that rectangular bottle filled just above its curved neck with amber liquid comfort, its slanted black and gold label calling to him. It was also something else for Jesse to so quickly ask for help, especially from a stranger.
"Jesse," Gabe Weathers said, waving a piece of paper in the air, "you better have a look at this."
"What?"
"Gas station convenience store off 1A, outside of town, sold 5 gallons of kerosene last night."
"I'm sure lots of places around here sold kerosene. What's special about this one?"
"Guy says his clerk felt hinky about the kid who bought the stuff."
"Hinky?"
"The owner's word, not mine. Who should I send over to check it out?"
Jesse grabbed the slip of paper out of Gabe's hand. "I'll handle it." "All the calls. Were they about the flyers?"
Gabe nodded. "Mostly, yeah."
Jesse pointed at Molly, who was busy on a call. "When the calls stop, send her home. Tell her it's an order."
"Sure thing, Jesse. So what do you make of this?"
"Not important what I make of it. It's what these SOBs do or don't make of it that matters."
Gabe shook his head. "Never thought we'd get this kind of thing come into paradise."
Jesse didn't want to say what he was thinking. The things don't just materialize out of thin air. Some forms of evil don't just appear in your house. They have to be invited in.